NBC Radio News on the hour from Democratic Convention Hall in Los Angeles. Corvair spotlights the news. Chevy's Corvair, the best seller's car of the year, brings you Robert McCormick, NBC News.
The news in brief. The Democratic Convention at Los Angeles is right on the verge of breaking one way or the other, and within a few hours we should know how it goes. But before we get into that, two airliners ditched in the waters off the Philippine Islands today. A total of 89 people were involved. 87 survived. One person died, one was injured. The first plane was a Northwest Orient Airlines DC-7C on its way from Tokyo and Okinawa, and it had the only casualties. The second plane, a Philippine Airlines DC-3, came down in shallow water, and all 31 aboard were saved. At the emergency UN Security Council session, Tunisia has introduced a resolution asking the Belgians to pull their troops out of the Congo Republic and authorizing the UN to send in an expeditionary force. This followed a series of delaying tactics by the Soviet, including an attempt to brand Belgium's efforts at restoring order as aggression. The United States offered its backing to the Tunisian resolution. And I'll be back with more news in a moment after this word from Chevrolet.
Oh, that was a good meal, Harry. Now, what was it you wanted to tell me?
Well, Fred, I got this in strictest confidence, so don't repeat a word.
Uh-huh.
That new family that came here last October, the Corvairs...
Sure, they're related to those popular Chevrolets.
Right. Well, when I was in Greenville, North Carolina the other day, I happened to overhear Mr. Cox discussing the Corvairs.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I purchased one of the first Corvairs that came on the market, and I haven't had any trouble with it in any way. I like the comfort, economy, and handling better than any car I've ever owned. I've driven it 12,450 miles to date. My overall average is 22.3 miles per gallon. The performance of this car is far above my expectations.
He said all that, eh?
Practically word for word, Fred.
Boy, these Corvairs are getting more good publicity.
Well, that comes from being the best-seller's car of the year. But, Fred,
Keep
it quiet, or else customers are going to be rushing to the Chevrolet dealers.
Well, I don't think he'd mind, Harry.
Oh, no, but somebody might get hurt.
Again, Robert McCormick.
On the Democratic Convention floor, Governor Stevenson's name has been put into nomination, and it provoked by far the noisiest, wildest demonstration so far. In the meantime, the maneuvering is getting more ferocious on all sides. NBC learned from very authoritative sources that a deal for a Kennedy-Symington ticket was being considered, that Symington would withdraw in favor of Kennedy in return for the vice presidential nomination. The report is being denied by the Symington people on all sides. And also, we have just learned that John Connally, Senator Johnson's manager, or one of them, has asked Charles Brown of Missouri, who is pushing Symington's campaign, to come to see him. So perhaps we will have contrary deals working against each other, as so often happens in these things. And Chairman Collins, the permanent chairman of the convention, says that he will keep it in session tonight until we get a decision, until one or another of the candidates does get the final nomination. But everything now points to the fact that the convention is about to break. It may, of course, go the way it was predicted to go. Kennedy may have it nailed down, and it probably has stayed nailed. But nevertheless, it has, without question, been loosened at least just a little bit. This is Robert McCormick at Democratic Convention headquarters in Los Angeles.
What's the best thing to do about accidents? Be prepared for them. Know the fundamentals of first aid. Instructions you'll need for treating the more common injuries are on the first aid chart offered by the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. For a free copy, write to Good Hints, care of NBC, New York, New York. Once again, that's Good Hints, NBC, New York, New York. Ask for Metropolitan's free first aid chart. This has been NBC News on the Hour from Democratic Convention Hall in Los Angeles. Listen again on the Hour for the next NBC Radio News, brought to you by Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. Hear the convention sound of the 60s on NBC Radio.